it, stand up and straighten my dress. Sorry, how embarrassing. I'm not that clumsy otherwise. He grins, no problem. Apparently I scared you. Have you looked at the pictures? I nod and smile sheepishly. I'm sure I'm red with shame. Yes, the pictures are magical, aren't they? An artist from New York painted them 3 years ago here in the VA in front of the camera. The special thing about the performance was that three young women supported him. I look at him with interest, and they were naked and wallowed in the color and in the picture. Yes, almost. They weren't completely naked, they wore skin-colored nylon catsuits. He walks closer to one of the giant pictures. Come closer. He points with his finger to a light blue spot. Here you can clearly see the pattern of the nylon. It was a fantastic performance. I walk up close and feel his eyes on my nipples, which have become stiff as concrete. Oh, yes, that's cool. I thought they were naked. But nylon is also beautiful. He nods, yes. Nice that you put on pantyhose too. This is very important to us. We keep it like the English royal family, never bare legs under the skirts of the ladies. I smile at him, I think that's good. I love to wear pantyhose. He looks at the clock, okay, I'll show you the company first. First the warehouse, then the office level. Then we go to my father and discuss the details. I nod and follow him to a white door that says storage. As we walk down a long corridor, I examine my potential new boss. He is very tall. While I'm just 5 feet 12 short, I estimate him to be almost 6 feet 56. Unfortunately, his Instagram profile was pretty empty, so I couldn't find out much about him beforehand. But it didn't look so huge there. He has slightly mottled gray hair and is unfortunately really attractive. His broad shoulders look great in his tailored light gray suit. His perfectly ironed white shirt and light blue tie make a really rich impression on me. I feel that his looks on my legs, breasts and buttocks excite me. My pantyhose is completely damp between my legs. I hope my sexual arousal is beneficial when interviewing his father. Marcus leads me through huge deserted storage rooms in which robot shelves move back and forth with beeping signals. Marcus explains to me that everything is automated. All machine parts are lifted into the shipping container by robotic arms. There is only one monitoring department in which two engineers would work in three shifts to check and control everything. I am impressed. At the office level, I am very surprised. In a